among the ghastly trees. The moon was a ghostly galleon tossed upon the cloudy seas. The road was a ribbon of moonlight over the purple moor. A highwayman came riding, riding, riding. A highwayman came riding up to the old inn door. He had a French cocked hat on his forehead, a bunch of lace on his chin, a cord of claret velvet, and breeches of brown doe skin. They fit with never a wrinkle, his boots were up to the thigh, and he rode with a jubilant tinkle, his pistol buds a twinkle, his rapier hilt a twinkle into the jeweled sky. And over the cobbles he clattered and clashed in the darkened yard, and he tapped with his whip on the shutters, but all was locked and barred. He whistled a tune to the window, and who should be waiting there but the landlord's black-eyed daughter. There's the landlord's daughter, lading a long red love knot into her lonely care. One kiss, my bonny sweetheart, I'm out of place tonight, but I shall be back with the yellow boat before the morning light. Yet if they press me shut me and hurry me through the day, then look for me by the moonlight, watch for me by the moonlight. I'll come to thee by the moonlight, though hell shall bar the way. He rose up right in his stirrups, he scarce could reach a hand. She loosened her hair in the casement, her face burnt like a brand, as a black cascade of perfume came tumbling over his breast. And he kissed its waves in the moonlight, oh sweet waves in the moonlight, tugged at his rein in the moonlight, and galloped away to the gypsies weeping, whooping the purple moor. A red coat troop came marching, marching, marching. King George's men came marching up to the old inn door. They said no word to the landlord, they drank his ale instead. They gagged his daughter and bound her to the foot of a narrow bed. Two of them knelt at a casement with a musket side by side. There was death at every window, hell at one dark window. For Bess could see through the casement the road that he would ride. They had tied her up to a truncheon with many a snickering chest, and they bound a musket beside her with a barrel beneath her breast. Now keep good watch, and they kissed her.
Down the ribbon of moonlight, over the brow of the hill, the high.
tunnel out in the echoing night. Nearer came a nearer, her face was like a light. Her eyes were wide for a moment, she drew one last deep breath. Her finger moved in the moonlight, her musket shattered the moonlight. Shattered her breast in the moonlight, and wound him with a dare. He turned, he spurred to the west, he did not know she stood, but with her head on a musket, drenched with her own red blood. Not till the dawn had he wounded, his face could gray to hue. A bursted lamb from its daughter, the landlord's red lip dot, and watched for it love in the moonlight, and died in the darkness there. And back he spurred like a madman, shrieking a curse to the sky, with a white road smoking behind him, and his rapier brandished high. But red were the spurs of the golden moon, while red was his velvet coat, when they shot him down on the highway, down like a dog on the highway. And he lay in his blood on the highway, with a bunch of laces. A ghostly gallery.